WTOP News Time 3:52.
The Ravens and 49ers are gearing up for the Super Bowl. It'll be the last game for Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis, who plans retiring after the season. And a lot of folks say he's got a mixed legacy.
Well, David Ginsberg joins us now. He is the Ravens beat reporter for the Associated Press. David, good to have you here on WTOP.
It's my pleasure.
So let's start with the football. Many think he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, linebacker of all time. Give us your thoughts on Lewis's legacy on the field and in Baltimore.
I'm going to go out there and say he was the greatest linebacker of all time. I'm using past tense, is, was, however you want to put it. He's played longer than anyone. If you want to compare him to Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke and all the rest, he's gone longer. He's made bigger plays. He's been much more important to his team. And now that he's played in two Super Bowls, that, to me, cements his legacy. He's a 13-time Pro Bowl player. He inspires his teammates. I'm going out there. The best linebacker I've ever seen play, and I think he's going to go down. He'll probably be one of the best in history. Best one I ever saw.
Do all of his extraordinary successes completely overshadow his association in that murder case?
Well, yes, that will never be forgotten. But and I'm not standing up here in defense of Ray Lewis. But when it comes down to it, he got a misdemeanor charge of obstruction of justice. And I'm not really sure. Let's remember that was 13 years ago. He was a young guy, and I don't think he hung with the right crowd at that time. I think people will more remember him for his that might have turned him into the religious beliefs that he now has. And I just think that, that's always going to be part of Ray Lewis's legacy. But I think that's been well overshadowed by his play on the field, his leadership, and his involvement in the community in Baltimore and really around the world.
However, controversy is dogging him in his final game with these recently revived claims over doping and this deer antler spray. How is that going to play out?
Well, I will say this. It's been a slight distraction here, but, and again, I don't want to really stand here on a soapbox and sound like I'm defending Ray Lewis. I'm an unbiased journalist, but let's face it, you can come out with these stories, and some of these allegations may or may not be true, but I stand by the fact that he's never failed a drug test, and the NFL does have stringent drug testing for, performance-enhancing drugs. Never failed a blood test, but the timing of the story was timed so that we would be talking about this Super Bowl. 5 years from now, when it comes down to deciding whether Ray Lewis belongs in the Hall of Fame, I don't think we'll be talking about deer antler spray. I can almost be sure of that.
All right, David, thank you so much. Have fun watching him.